Hello and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. I think it's our fourth week. It might not be. It might be our fifth. But welcome, welcome, welcome to our latest podcast. It is the 1st of December and it's cold outside. We have been doing lots to keep everybody warm in school this week. And it's been fantastic to see the decorations going up around school. A lovely Christmas tree up in reception and some fantastic festivities going on in the canteen. Everything's getting fantastic in the canteen, particularly on Chippy Friday. Loving that again today. I think the battered sausages sold out in seconds today. We have got lots to tell you about this week. We're going to start off with the Hot Chocolate Friday. Take it away, Luke.
This week's Hot Chocolate Friday, we had George from Year 7, Abigail, Myla, Zach, Avril, Alice, Matthew, and Flynn from Year 8, Charlotte, Olivia, Katie, and Annabelle from Year 9, and Angela, Ruby and Grace from Year 10.
Well done, you guys. Congratulations. Hope you enjoyed your Hot Chocolate Friday. I hear you got some nice cupcakes and it was a lovely treat. And hot chocolate is definitely what you need on a chilly day like today. So, the month of December has begun. Festivities in swing. We've got one podcast left before we break up. But first, fixtures. It's been a busy week for our sports teams, as always. I don't know how they fit it all in. The PE department are just so busy. What has been going on in PE? Okay.
The fixtures for this week, we had year 8 and 9 boys basketball. We won this week with 24 points against 12.
Nice. Do you know who they were playing? Did they not tell you this week?
Did not tell.
They're so cheeky, don't give you all the information. Anyone else been playing this week?
No.
Oh, so just the basketballers. It is coming towards the end of the season for lots of sports. So, yeah, our basketballers winning. That is a great fixture score. Well done, sevens and eights basketball team. So, elsewhere this week, we've had our mock exams happening. I've got a lot of year 11s in the room looking tired and stressed. How's revision been going, guys?
Okay.
Awful.
Awkward.
It's okay.
Okay, I'll tell you what, the invigilators we've got this year have said you've been the nicest year 11s they have ever had.
One smiles a lot.
So far.
I'm not surprised. So far, indeed. So year 10, you've got a tough act to follow. We honestly, they think you're the nicest year 11s they've ever had. So, you know, what's your secret?
Be quiet.
Yeah, just be quiet.
Be
just
normal.
Just don't play up and, you know, just sit there for the whole time and smile if they smile back.
Absolutely. Sitting there for the whole time is definitely what we need, yeah. Actually, because every minute counts. And there's a lot of people who have been kind of really cracking on and going to the end, whereas sometimes in previous years in mocks we've had people, oh, sit off, I'm going to put my head on the desk and have a little nap. Okay, so it's been great to see you guys working all the way to the end. Have you got any revision tips you'd like to share for week two?
Mind maps are great.
What's a mind map?
It's like you have like a topic, you write it, and then just like do everything that links to the topic around it.
Okay.
They're really helpful.
How is that different to a spider diagram?
I think mind maps are just easier to read than a spider diagram. Okay. It's like there's just less lines everywhere.
Absolutely. And the lines are curved as well in mind maps. So it's more attractive and more appealing to your brain. It makes your brain work harder to get to the idea. You also use more pictures and diagrams in a mind map than a spider diagram. What were we going to say, Luke?
Don't do it the night before.
Yeah.
And make sure you revise the right thing.
Okay, so
biology was not fun.
If you haven't revised at all, then definitely revise the night before. But yeah, don't leave it to the night before, I think is a good plan. So making sure you know what topics to revise.
Yes.
Yeah. So biology wasn't fun, was it not?
No.
Oh. But that's why we have mocks, so we learn.
Okay. Past papers.
Past papers. That's a great one, Jack. So yeah, doing some past papers. How does that help you?
You know what kind of questions are going to be on the exam.
Nice.
So you can best answer.
You love that. Topics you need to focus on more as well from past papers.
Cool, absolutely. So we learn what topics we need to focus on more from past papers. Any tips from the other side of the table?
Flashcards.
I was a big fan of flashcards. So was my daughter. Made them, didn't really use them. So how would you use them?
Well, what I do is I write like a keyword on the front and then on the back I write everything like from textbook about that keyword, and then when I look at it, it reminds me of the topic.
Okay. Do you get friends to test you, or do you just test yourself?
I can test myself, or if I'm with friends, my friends can test me.
Okay, cool. That's also helping your friend as well, because if they're in the same exam as you, they're revising at the same time. So really, really good stuff. Any tips for any more?
There's a lot of ex-teachers that do a lot of YouTube videos that you can just have on in the background.
Absolutely. You're absorbing that as you go. Mm. Charlotte, anything from you?
Instead of flashcards, I normally use quiz cards.
Ooh, nice. What's different about a flashcard and a quiz card?
Because a quiz card will have questions on it about a certain topic.
Okay, nice. So it literally has one topic and then the other side lots of different questions on it. Okay, love that. There's also out there loads of Kahoots. There's your bite size. But there's lots of different apps for different subjects. There's loads of different things that you can use to revise for your GCSEs. And I think this is really good for getting you guys into a pattern of how to prepare before the real thing. Looks like Jack's going to burst. Do you have a comment?
I don't think there's lots of Kahoot on the school website.
They are, because I do. I use it in lessons. But you, remember, we're talking about doing things at home as well, because we don't just revise in lessons. We revise in our own time. Okay, do you want to move the table? Because I've just said that live on the podcast, everybody, because Jack keeps moving the table and it keeps going bong in your ears. So, really, really good stuff. Nice, some nice tips shared there, guys. Thank you very much. And I'm hoping if any Year 11s out there are listening, that that would be really useful for them. Even if they find us this time next year, it would be useful for them too. So, moving swiftly on, our Year 11s, because they've done their mocks this term, actually haven't been in tutor time this week. So they've missed our votes for schools. And it was a goodie. So the question this week was, is it everyone's responsibility to end homelessness? Now, Mini Jack, you are going to be taking control of the debate. We're actually going to have the debate now. So the question is, is it everyone's responsibility to end homelessness?
Well, actually, it was a close one in my tutor for people, because, like, I think yes won by one or two votes.
Okay.
But it wasn't by a vast majority. And we talked a lot about, like, how you shouldn't give money to homeless people because they might spend it on, like, stuff which aren't as good for them as, like,
okay,
instead of that aren't as good for them as a muffin or something like that.
All right.
Or a warm blanket. So, like, they might buy, like, cigarettes and stuff like that.
So you're thinking alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, that might not be good for them. Okay. So at the moment, in our school, if the question is it everyone's responsibility to end homelessness, how many people said, yes, it is our responsibility?
Oh my, that's a shockingly small amount. 31.9% said yes.
And how many said no?
68.1%.
Okay. And then that is actually a sort of in line with the regional Hampshire picture and the national picture. So most young people across the country said, actually, it's not our responsibility. Two-thirds. So two-thirds of people have said, it's not my problem. What do you think, Year 11s?
I think everyone has to play a part in stopping homelessness. Because you never know who it's going to affect. And also, teamwork is a dream work.
Yeah, actually, yeah. If we don't all do something, you never know who's going to be next. There can be lots of reasons why someone's become homeless. They might have run away from home. You do get lots of teenagers who are homeless. They might have run away from home from a very difficult situation. Personal share alert, overshare alert. This time last year, my son was homeless because he ran away. Not surprised, my feet smell. But essentially, he wasn't happy with the situation because we'd put some rules in place he wasn't happy with, and he decided to take himself off to his mum's. His mum then went, actually, well, same rules apply here, and didn't like it, so he left. And he was homeless for 3 weeks, and living, that was 5 weeks in the end, and he was living on the streets. So it was really tough for him. There are charities like Shelter. There are charities like the Samaritans and like the Salvation Army that do lots of work with homeless people. But what if we think about living homeless, what sorts of things does that kind of put on us as a whole society? How that might that become, not a burden, but how might that sort of become difficult for us to manage as a whole society?
If we don't stop it as it happens, you end up with a lot of people stuck on the streets and only a few of them get help.
Okay.
Whereas if we started when it was a small problem, it'd be kept small. Okay. If there was a problem at all.
Alright, is it easy to stay healthy when you're living on the street?
No, because you can't buy fresh food and cook it, you would have to buy more fast food.
Okay, so you have to or get given fast food, you get given the muffin. Okay. Or you may, if you are given money, want to, you know, the issues that you've got in your life, you may use alcohol or drugs to try and self-medicate to help you forget those problems, to help you deal with the stress of being on the street. You may be ill because you're sleeping in this weather. It was -2 when I left this morning, and people were out sleeping overnight in the streets on -4. So where do they then go when they get ill?
The hospital, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And who pays for the hospitals? Yeah, we all pay taxes. You pay tax on the foods and things you buy, so fizzy drinks, you pay tax on fizzy drinks, don't you? Okay, so we all pay taxes into that. So actually, I was quite surprised when I saw this, folks. I thought, if you'd had that discussion, maybe more people would have said, yes, it is our responsibility. Because, yeah, it's not our fault that people are homeless, but we can help them. And by helping them, we reduce the pressure on the NHS that it brings. Okay, so that's one possible reason. When we initially talked about this off air, everybody, Luke went, nope, it's not our problem. Nope, shouldn't help. What made you think that?
I don't think it is our problem. People who find themselves homelessness, 9 times out of 10, it is their fault. They're not living properly. They're not trying to get jobs. They're not...
That's a generalisation.
They're not doing enough.
There's a fight brewing in the room. I can see the eyes looking wide.
They're not doing enough to help their situation. So why should everyone, as a country, help them when it should be down to charities or the government?
You can pick who answers. There's a few people who want to.
I'll pick Charlotte because she's not spoken much.
Like, not everyone might be able to help the homeless because they might themselves be in a struggle, so they might not have to be as responsible for them.
When we say help, are we all thinking financially? Do we think, when we say help the homeless, do we think financially? Do we think give them money? Is that what we're thinking of?
Or giving them housing.
Okay. When we say help them, might it even just be giving them the phone number of someone who could help them? That costs you nothing. Or being kind to them. And being nice to them. People who have experienced homelessness get urinated upon. People who have experienced homelessness have people who are sort of virtue signalling, going, look at me, I'm giving this muffin to someone who's homeless. Look at me taking a photograph of me. Take the muffin. Yeah. Look at me doing a good deed. Doing much work for charity this week. And they're taking selfies and videos that they're uploading onto the internet for clickbait, for the rise in their popularity online. So when we say help, it doesn't necessarily have to be financial, because I can see that actually if you've got your own struggles, it's not your responsibility. I think 9 times out of 10 is a bit harsh. There are families at the moment experiencing homelessness because they've been evicted through no fault of their own. Cost of living crisis is a real pressure for lots of our families at the moment across the country. Jack?
Also, you can't just go just look at someone and go, like, just because 80% of people are bad means that they're bad automatically.
Okay.
You can't just assume that of someone just because the majority of others are
not even the majority, but some people you see. Thoughts?
I think, like, you should never, like, judge a book by a cover, because, like, you could just see someone on the streets and think, oh, they're homeless because they've probably done something bad and got themselves in that situation. But, like, you never know, because they could have run away from, like, a bad situation.
Absolutely.
And, like, got rid of the toxicity in their life.
And people running away and becoming homeless, no, it's not going to be easy, but actually it's the lesser of two evils, to say it, for want of a better phrase. Okay. I like playing devil's advocate and kind of throwing in the what-ifs, don't I? Charlotte's used to this in me and lessons. It's really annoying. I'm very aware. Okay, so are you surprised by the vote that has come out so overwhelming that 2/3 of the population of the young people said, no, it's not our responsibility?
I'm surprised, yeah.
You're surprised?
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of nods around the room. Remembering nods don't go over the microphone. Luke's not. You're not surprised, are you?
I'm not surprised because teenagers are selfish.
Okay. Ooh, controversial.
And make assumptions that aren't necessarily right.
Okay. Jack, you were going to say something there? Big Jack, not little Jack. Sorry, I've got Jack next to me.
I'm also not really surprised, because a lot of this generation aren't really as kind as what they are. What they think they are is actually not what they actually are, because they think they're being kind, but actually they are not kind at all. So just by ignoring someone on the street, they think they're just, I don't know, going about their business, but they're not actually just going outwardly unkind to someone.
Okay.
I don't think I'm surprised, because I don't think there's really, like, the education out there for, like, people don't really understand what homelessness is sometimes.
Yeah, and how you get
there.
There's
lots of different types of homelessness as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are people living in shelters, there are people who are sleeping rough, there are people who are sofa surfing. So sofa surfing is where you just sort of stay at a different mate's house for a couple of nights and just keep bouncing between friends. That's still homelessness. Absolutely, and that's kind of what Votes is for. It's to educate young people. So in our school this week, we had 1,131 voters. So that's without our year 11s who were off on study leave from tutor. So absolutely, it's a big vote this week, which is nice. But I, like you, Big Jack, was quite sort of startled by the lack of kindness on display. Charlotte's finding the fact I've called Jack Big Jack moved.
It was
little Jack bursting. I think some of us are finding it tricky to sit still. So we've had kind of a bit of a debate there. So can I get, I'm going to do a show of hands. This is not helpful to you listeners, but I'll give you the vote in the end. So who thinks, if I give you the question again, in the room, is it everyone's responsibility to end homelessness? Hands up who thinks, yes, it's everyone's responsibility. I have three hands up. I'm not including my own here. I've just said you weren't going to be kind. And who thinks, no, it's not everyone's responsibility? Two, three, four. So four. Three versus four in the seven buzzers this week.
God!
I know. It's that's crikey. It still surprises me, actually, that result. I find it interesting. So this actually was playing around with the key themes, as folks have said here, of community and charity. Okay, but remember, you can just be kind to someone. As Big Jack was just saying, you can just be kind to someone, and that is helping them out. You don't have to take a Snapchat video of yourself that you sent to all your friends giving them a muffin. So we're going to kind of draw to a close for this week. We've got a few little public service notices about tickets and things that we're going to go for. So I'm going to hand over to Luke.
Next week is your last week to get tickets for Oliver for Tuesday night at 7:30, Wednesday night at 7:30. And Thursday night at 7:30.
Fantastic, thank you so much. Tickets are on sale through Scopay. You can also just contact our finance office to help out with that. It would be amazing to see so many people there because I know all the hard work that has gone into it. We've got a few competitions that have closed this week. So our Christmas card competition closed. You should be seeing the winning card coming out very soon. And what else finished this week? Oh, it was our Christmas decorations competition finished this week. And that has got the judging happening on Monday after school with a local church Christmas tree being decorated with all the winning entries and the rest going onto the house Christmas trees on Monday evening. The final competition for houses this week is going to be the big bake-off. So we were talking about the bake-off last time I spoke to you all. I have had a sneaky sample in advance of somebody's Christmas log. They're making a Biscoff Christmas log. It was very tasty. And I am on the judging panel. I'm not saying it's just because I like cake, but it is because I run the house system. So, you know, great stuff. We will be talking next week about all things festive and talking about what you can do with all of your house points. So until next time, can we all say goodbye?
Goodbye!